Walk into any LGBT bookstore and you'll find two major sections of lesbian literature, lesbian mysteries, and lesbian poetry. Some might describe these as highbrow and lowbrow, but the fact is that both can enclose you in a lesbian world. In full disclosure, I tend more toward poetry than mystery, but I was delightfully surprised to find that one can contain the other. In reading Nicole Brossard's latest volume of poetry, White Piano, Coach House Books, 2013, I was drawn into the mystery, the unknown, the internal. Nicole Brossard is a French-Canadian lesbian feminist poet who has authored more than 30 books since 1965 and has an international reputation as an experimental poet, and for her incisive lesbian thinking, she is quoted as saying, "I think the wild love between two women is so totally inconceivable that to talk or write that in all its dimension, one almost has to rethink the world to understand what it is that happens to us, and we can rethink the world only through words." Nicole's native language is French. White Piano is beautifully translated by Robert Magels and Aaron Moore. As I read through The White Piano, I was swept into the lyricism of her language, into the worlds beneath her words, and into the cadences that were familiar, yet new. Consider, for instance, she'd had 20 years to learn the slippage between the words woman and reality, between universe and room of one's own. Several times her body became lodged in the word at space. Initiating herself into enigmas and the living womb of women, 20 years to transcribe paragraphs of eternity, an intimacy of ink wash in the material of the present. White Piano is aptly titled. I found my mind dancing across the ivory keys and resting in circular chambers. It made me think about mystery and am rethinking the world through words. Joan Timberlake's lesbian mystery, No Corpse is an Island, from Blue Feather Books, 2013, is the opposite of experimental poetry, in that everything is spelled out in language that is straightforward and accessible. This is Joan Timberlake's first lesbian mystery. She writes under the nom de plume Gâteau Timberlake. In her book, we meet a private investigator who goes by her last name Taylor. Taylor lives in a row home in Baltimore, Maryland, and is investigating the death of her roommate's fiancé, Stan, who is a bit of a philanderer. Stan is also a graduate student in botany, who was writing his dissertation on the aquatic vegetation surrounding Grafton Island in Chesapeake Bay. His research and demands for stricter regulations had put him at odds with many other residents who finally could see themselves profiting from the sales of the properties. She describes her lesbian identity cleverly. I refuse to use the 70s cop-out androgynous, but if I may be so bold, because this could be construed as an ego trip, I believe that I defy labels of any kind. Perhaps I'm a Futch or a Bem. But I picture myself as yet to be identified, a gender transcendent or a gender mutt, a hybrid. In the course of unraveling and solving the mystery of this man who so many seemingly have motives to murder, Timberlake adroitly takes us through the interconnected fabric of her lesbian life, including her relationships with her detective brother, the numerous friends who she has made family with, the memories of her deceased parents, in particular her mother, and ultimately a love affair with another woman. In weaving this tale, Timberlake shows us that everything is connected, just like the fragile ecosystem of the Chesapeake Bay, and she does so convincingly, with heart. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.